Old Pals South Jersey power broker George Norcross III and former Governor Chris Christie this afternoon found each other amid tailgate goings-on at the Eagles-Cowboys game in Philadelphia. Wearing face paint for the showdown with arch-rival Dallas, self-identified Eagles fan Norcross wore an accompanying friendly grin as he jawed with longtime Cowboy fan Christie. The cross-the-aisle political allies have a habit of interacting in public. Out of office a week, former Christie was spied in a Morristown eatery in 2018 with the South Jersey Democratic Party power broker. The meeting occurred just days after those Democrats who worked closest to Christie had a North Jersey meeting of their own at Lunello's, which Norcross attended. Also, earlier this year, former governors Christie and John Corzine enjoyed dinner, or at least drinks, with Norcross at the 21 Club in NYC. Both men have been active in campaigns lately. The Norcross-connected general majority PAC had a bad showing on November 5 in LD1, where Democratic incumbent Bob Ondrejczak lost to Republican challenger Mike Testa. U.S. Representative Jeff Van Drew, a longtime Norcross ally, subsequently changed parties and became a Trump-backing Republican. Then there was this last week from Politico. Christie is launching a big-money effort aimed at giving Senate Republicans air cover on impeachment and positioning the former New Jersey governor as a counterweight to liberal billionaire Tom Steyer. The newly formed issue advocacy organization, Right Direction America, is set to begin a seven-figure TV and digital advertising offensive Monday. The nonprofit group will be focused on a half-dozen states where key 2020 Senate races are taking place: Alabama, Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Maine, and North Carolina.